Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Lots going on. There's the city parade in a week from Saturday, and just a lot of safety things as we enter the holidays. And a couple of the best here this morning to talk about that. Captain Brian Layton is back with us with the city police. Captain Layton, it is great to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you, Ted. Thank you.
And for the first time in a long time, Sarah Kirkpatrick with City Police also here. Sarah, it's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. It's
been a long, long time too since you've been at, and really first with City Police. You're the ones who organize and send me the good guests, but I get you this morning.
Yes, I like to be the coordinator and really highlight our officers and give them the time to come on the radio and talk with you about all the great stuff going on in the city.
But speaking of that, I must say, whether it's the officers that I run into, I run into a number of them and see a number of them downtown a lot. City, you both can jump in here. You have to be really proud of the officers you had, especially, and I don't know if this is intentional, but I see several officers downtown just patrolling along and walking along a lot more than I have in recent years.
Well, yes, sir. We make downtown a priority because it's special, right? It's not like anywhere else in the city or even in most communities. Our downtown is special, and it has special needs also. And, of course, the number one thing we can do to reduce crime is just be visible, be present. So we work real hard towards that, but we are very proud of our staff. We have incredible police officers that work hard every day to keep our community safe. They're doing a great job. It means the world to them. And, you know, being present downtown and just having what we call non-enforcement contacts, which is just going up to people and saying, hi,
yeah.
You know, this is who I am. And here's my business card. If I can ever be of assistance to you, please reach out to me. So, yeah, they take pride in that.
I see a lot of that, Captain Layton. And I also hear from businesses who really appreciate that. They'll talk about how they've gotten to know several officers who just routinely stop by to see if everything's okay.
Yes, sir. The business owners and the workers and the downtown residents and all the residents of the city, they're our constituents. So we're here for them, and we work hard for them, and we want to know what they think. So it's nice making those relationships.
Sarah, you and I have worked together for a long time, and you've been with City Police now for a few years. I think it's really interesting that I remember one of the first years when you were there, and you really are good at getting officers out into things. And I was doing on Valentine's Day. We were taking cards to older residents in the city. And I remember one of the officers I was with at the time said, "You know, I love doing this. This for some of us, this takes a lot of getting used to of going in being so mingling with the public. But it's good. And I've noticed that over the years, now everybody is just kind of a second nature."
Definitely. I've been with the police department for 4 years now, and one of the things I wanted to do is really highlight the heart behind the badge, that our officers, you know, are baseball coaches or take their kids to gymnastics practice, that they live in this community and they are family people. And I have to say, it hasn't been hard to show that. Our officers want to roll up their sleeves and be a part of this community and contribute, whether it's assisting Main Street with different events that they have or activities or you know, stopping to play, to throw the football around with kids that are downtown or in Hazel Hill, just to have that engagement and really make an impact at all levels. Our officers are very committed to that. So they make my job really easy. I just get to think of really fun activities for them to do. And without any hesitation, they're ready for it.
Well, and Captain Layton, when you talk about city policing, I mean, it really has, I just think of how the city officers are just so readily accessible. And as a kid growing up, I never remember seeing quite that much. And I think that's one of the changes we've seen. It's a good change.
Yes, sir. I've been here 25 years, Ted. Started in 1994, just 22 years old and just as young and naive as anyone. And in that time, I've seen community policing really become the heart of the agency. Chief Nye really implemented that when he started here 15 years ago. He did a great job creating a community police officer outreach program and dedicating community police officers. We just recently dedicated the downtown community police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the heart of the Fredericksburg Police Department now is community policing, making relationships, working together to thwart crime and reduce crime and to make quality of life better in Fredericksburg.
Well, and I just think, Sarah, over the years, the 4 years you've been there, the number of programs and things you've done in the schools, especially the elementary school, with the smaller kids, they're never going to forget some of those kind of things and some of that interaction with a police officer that they've had.
I agree. And if we're able to really cultivate a strong relationship between children at a young age with law enforcement, we hope that carries through their entire life so that they look at police as their friends and just helps them have that strong relationship with the police department. One of the really great programs that we started was our St. Patrick's Day outreach activity, which I know you've come out and seen firsthand. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had officers bring their patrol vehicles out and set up a, for lack of a better term, leprechaun crime scene. So there was green goo all over the cars and charms left throughout, you know, the vehicle and underneath the car. We painted green footprints, little green footprints, all across the patrol vehicles. And then we invited third graders to come out and help us figure out if there was a leprechaun there. And that, you know, we said we had seen leprechaun sightings. And just to see the excitement in their eyes and that they get to, you know, work with a police officer to figure out whether or not there was a leprechaun. I mean, it's magical for them, and it's a great experience for the officers who just get to have that really good engagement. So yeah, we've done a lot of really great activities with the youth, and we're going to continue to do that.
Camp Crime Fighter in the summer. There's nothing better than to see those kids interact with so many officers like that for a week at a time.
Absolutely. I wish that I could actually be
participate
in Camp Crime
yeah.
Fighters. And, you know, hopefully we can pique some of their interest to be in public service and to, you know, just put in the back of their mind that this is a really great field to participate in or to be to jump into when you're entering the career.
Sir Kirkpatrick here with City Police. Captain Brian Layton here with City Police. We've got lots to talk about. It is with the holidays coming up, with the parade coming up downtown on the 7th. We'll get into all that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Brian Layton and Sir Kirkpatrick with City Police here this morning as we talk about the holidays and just lots going on. Boy, Captain Layton, next Saturday, the 7th, would this be the biggest event this one-time event each year in the city, the parade, because you get a couple thousand people at least.
Yeah, I think it's probably our second biggest event. I would imagine our first one's the Marine Corps Historic Marathon.
That's
they come
right.
in May. That's
mm-hmm.
a huge event. But this is absolutely number two, and squeezing into that number one potentially down the road. But right now, I suspect we see between 15, 20, 25,000 people come to this when the weather's nice. But folks around here in this region, they love the downtown Fredericksburg Christmas Parade, and for good reason. It's an incredible event, very family friendly. We want to get the community down there, interact with the folks that are in the parade and with our first responders that are down there working the event. So come on down, December 7th, the parade starts at 5:30.
You want to get there early because in the afternoon, about 2 or 3 o'clock, you start closing the parade route down. So if you've got your car on Main Street on Caroline and Princess Anne.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So at 2 o'clock, we start shutting down the parade route, and the parade route goes from Lafayette Boulevard on Caroline Street all the way down to Amelia. Then it hangs a left, it goes up the hill at Amelia. And then another left at the very next block, which is Princess Anne, and comes all the way down to Wolf Street. So it's a big footprint. Those streets are going to close at 2 o'clock. And I'll tell you, the towing is going to start soon after that. And we'll have plenty of signs down there for the no parking areas. All of Caroline Street will be no parking from Lafayette all the way up to Amelia Street. All of Princess Anne from Amelia all the way down to Wolf Street will be no parking, absolutely none at all. Now on the side streets, you can park there, but understand that after 2 o'clock, if you're parked in any of those side streets, you know, Charlotte, Wolf, Hanover, George, and William, if you're parked in between that footprint, we're not going to tow you, but you're stuck there.
Yeah, you're not getting out.
You're not getting out till approximately 9 o'clock when everything's over and the streets are cleaned up.
It is the type of event, and I remember one of the first times that I came and didn't plan. Especially if you're relying to get into the city on Lafayette Boulevard, it starts really slowing down middle of the afternoon.
Yes, sir. Lafayette will remain open, so you will be able to get around that footprint. But if you're in the parade, come down Lafayette Boulevard. That's where the parking's going to be, over in the VRE city-owned VRE parking lot there. At Frederick, but Lafayette will remain open. There'll be police officers that will be stopping traffic for when the parade crosses there, but as soon as one float crosses, we open the street back up, so to keep Lafayette Boulevard open. And Sophia Street will be open also in both directions, so that's your way around there if you're coming in or trying to get out of the city. Lafayette, Sophia Street, and those are the best ways to get in and out. If you're coming in off Route 1 and you're coming down Princess Anne Street, understand that at 2 o'clock, it's going to be shut down right
there.
You're going to have to know your way around there to kind of get around that.
Well, if you are going to be in the parade, you need to get there a lot earlier because routes into the city get clogged, and if you're in a hurry, sorry, you're not going to be moving much.
Yeah, come early. There's a lot to do downtown. We have great restaurants. There'll be a lot of fun things going on in the downtown, even when the street closes there. A lot of the businesses downtown, they open up their shops, they bring tables out, they sell goods until right before the parade starts, and so come down and have some fun.
And that's also the day. It's been going on for years, and I just discovered it last year. They do pancakes down at the Rotary Club. Does pancakes downtown?
You bet. There's all kinds of fun things down there. There'll be plenty of hot chocolate and coffee and other goods that'll be down there. A lot of the local churches down there. It's free.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is to find a parking place, because I'll park over by Fairview and the Salvation Army. You're a little bit out of town, and it's a little bit of a walk, but once you're there, you're there, and it's easier to get out. So up with a plan.
Yeah, if you can walk and you want to park on, you know, a little further out, that's great. I can tell you the parking garage will be open and taking vehicles, so please try the parking garage if you're getting there early. There will be a point in time where that will fill up, but we'll do our best to make the public aware of that. But yeah, come prepared to take a walk, because more than likely, if you're getting there past probably 4:30, you're probably going to have to walk about 5-10 blocks potentially.
And one of the things we always talk about, if you are parking on those side streets, make sure you're parking where you should, and you're not blocking a driveway or that kind of thing, because that'll get you a ticket and get you towed.
Yeah, blocking a driveway or blocking a fire hydrant, that's going to get you a ticket and towed. So keep an eye on the signs. We do lighten a little bit on some of the residential-only parking there, but we ask that you mind the signs, be extra careful of driveways and fire hydrants, of course.
And just have some patience and realize that the officers out who are doing things are just trying to help you, and you'll get around.
Yeah, we're all hands on deck for this event. Such a big footprint, we bring everybody. Everybody that's off, all of our police officers, they're there working. So you'll see a lot of them downtown. You have any questions, they all have maps that'll show you where the restrooms are, where parking could be. So feel free to flag an officer down or to approach them. They have good information that they can share with you. And of course, our number one priority is to keep folks safe.
Sarah, usually if it pays to usually the police the honor guard and is it the police and the fire department will usually lead the parade, don't they?
They do, and they'll be doing it again this year.
That's a great start to the parade.
It's a big honor for the officers to be able to lead the parade, definitely.
So no, it is a great parade. There aren't many night parades in Virginia and even elsewhere now. And so that the Fredericksburg parade is definitely unique. And I know it sells out really early, or sells out, but all the spots are taken real early. So if you were thinking that you wanted your organization in the parade, you'll have to plan that for next year. But again, 5:30 next Saturday is when the parade, and goes to what, 8:30? So it's a good sized parade.
It is. It's great. I think they have over 80 participants this year.
I think they're right at 80 floats. It's a futuristic Christmas theme, so I'm excited to see, how people creatively come up with their themes this year.
Oh, they do. They're always creative with that. And when Spotsylvania County brings all their bands, when all the high school bands do all come together, that's really good. It's a great evening. And hopefully the weather cooperates.
I love watching the bands. I always come out of the command post when the bands come by. I like watching the bands go by. They sound great.
Away.
Oh, they're great.
Well, and it's such a great activity for children. I actually was in the Christmas parade when I was a little girl.
Aw, do we have pictures?
I'm sure they are somewhere, but I remember riding in the back of the Triumph Spitfire that my dad had with my Girl Scouts group, and then going to get hot chocolate and Yankees afterwards. So this obviously dates me, but this is such a great activity for children, whether they're watching or they're in the parade, and it's definitely going to be a great time to make memories.
It definitely is it is really the parade in the area. And Spotsylvania has one earlier in the day, but the city parade again at 5:30 at night next Saturday. And like you say, Captain Layton, you're going to, once you get there, you're there for a while. And just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, be prepared to have fun. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of fun activities, and a great parade.
The amazing thing about the Fredericksburg Parade, and I usually will stay around afterwards and take some pictures just to honor them, City Public Works gets the parade route clean. I mean, they're right behind as the parade ends. And within an hour, everything is opened up back up downtown. City police help along, and you would never have known there was a parade.
Our Public Works employees, they're incredible, true professionals. And when you see those guys come in behind the parade with their blowers and their brooms and getting up the trash and debris that was left behind, boy, they're good.
They know what they're doing. They've got it down, and again, they get everything up and running.
Yes, sir.
City Parade again on the 7th, starting at 5:30 downtown. We'll talk again about streets being closed and just some of the things that you need to know before we get out of here. Sarah, with this, especially this week now, you're starting to see more people shopping and pedestrians downtown. And I even noticed, I was downtown yesterday, it's the same problem. We've done shows on this before about, we talked about distracted driving. There is distracted walking going on all the time, unfortunately, where people watching their phones and not paying attention.
Unfortunately, yes, people are distracted when they're driving, people are distracted when they're walking, and this week with Thanksgiving being on Thursday, it's one of the busiest days for travel. There's going to be a lot more vehicles on the roadways, and Small Business Saturday brings a lot of people to our downtown district, so there's going to be a lot more pedestrians. The city is launching a campaign on pedestrian safety to make sure that everybody has a really festive holiday season and makes it to all of the holidays. So in addition to education through social media and signage, we actually have a really fun activity that our officers are going to be participating in. So all week, officers are going to be downtown looking for drivers that are stopping at crosswalks and pedestrians that are choosing to walk across the designated walkways. And when officers see this, they are actually going to be giving out downtown gift cards to drivers and pedestrians for following Virginia law. These gift cards were donated by Fredericksburg Main Street, and they're actually the downtown gift cards that can be used at over 60 shops and restaurants in the downtown district. So Main Street completely is on board with the city in making the city a pedestrian safe place, because that just increases the, it makes the city a thriving place and makes sure that everybody's safe.
What a great idea, though, just to remind and to reward people that are doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And we've done similar things before in the past with giving out gift cards for people, you know, walking across crosswalks or so this is just another great way for our officers to connect with the community and build those really good relationships and also just remind people that, you know, you can't be distracted and you really need to be pay attention when you're driving or you're crossing intersections.
Well, and it's so it is so easy just to try to not to wait and to just cross where you want. But those walk areas are there for a reason, and it makes everybody safer.
Definitely. And one of the things that we really push is to remember the three C's. So caution, courtesy, and common sense. We encourage drivers and pedestrians to always use caution when approaching an intersection. Courtesy when drivers, we always ask for drivers to be courteous to pedestrians at crosswalks. And everybody should be using common sense. But I think you really hit the nail on the head that a lot of people are distracted right now. And really people need to have their eyes up and pay attention to their surroundings.
So again, that's it must be. I've been along when seen like when some officers give out the gift cards. It's always so funny because you don't expect a, you know, when a police officer is approaching you, it's like uh-oh, and it's just the reaction when you give somebody something like that. They just melt.
Yes, and we have some really good body camera footage of officers handing out gift cards to people that they interact with, and just to see their reaction, it's great. It's a treat for them.
But I don't know if you've ever done a Captain Lane, but it's got to be fun. I mean, to be in a uniform. I mean, if you're approaching me and I don't know you, all of a sudden I'm looking. Am I supposed to park here? Am I supposed to? But what a great way you talk about officers interacting. That is a fun thing to be able to do.
Yes, sir. We're into building relationships, and what a great way to start a relationship is to walk up to somebody doing the right thing and to congratulate them for that.
Yeah. So again, Sarah, it's worth reminding people that just to be safe, whether you're driving in downtown Fredericksburg or whether you're walking around, just to be just practice safety right now. And don't just assume that, okay, there's the crosswalk. I have the right of way. If you see that car's not slowing down, you got to wait.
Definitely. We always encourage you to use caution. Virginia law requires motorists to yield to the right of way to any pedestrian crossing a highway at any clearly marked crosswalk. However, pedestrians are prohibited from entering a crosswalk or an intersection in disregard of approaching traffic. So this means that motorists and pedestrians should really be on high alert at all times when approaching crosswalks. Unfortunately, we don't want anything to ever happen to anyone. But if there's a collision between a vehicle and a pedestrian, no one's going to win. But unfortunately, that pedestrian is probably going to get the short end of the stick. So high alert and just being aware of your surroundings is what we really encourage.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Good stuff this morning. We're talking pedestrian safety. We're going to talk in a second about staying safe during the holidays at home and when you're out. Captain Brian Layton here, Sarah Kirkpatrick with the City Police in this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Brian Layton here with City Police. Sarah Kirkpatrick also here from City Police. We're talking about the parade and staying safe. We talked about pedestrian safety and how that's always out there. Boy, Captain Layton, this is the time of year. I know that we hear about just with so many people out shopping and doing those kind of things, and we don't pay attention. And unfortunately, there are people out there that take advantage of that.
Yes, sir. 'Tis the season, right? So everybody loves Christmas. I think the thieves love it also because it becomes a target-rich environment for them. So there are a lot of things you can do to just be safe when you're shopping this holiday season. the number one thing you can do when you're out and about away from your homes is just be aware of your surroundings. You know, it's try to stay off your cell phone when you're walking through parking lots or on the streets, on the sidewalks. Stay off your phone. Scan your environment. You know, you'll have that. Most people have that sixth sense that if something is wrong, they know to stay away from that. So be aware of your surroundings. That's going to help out tremendously. Plus, if you're walking around and you're distracted with your cell phone up to your ear or looking at the screen, the cell phone might be the target for the would-be thief, okay? So use caution with that. Be careful with large amounts of cash. Like, don't flash large amounts of cash if you're paying for things in the store. If you're using the ATM, always have that in the back of your mind that that's an easy, potential easy target for a would-be thief. So be careful with your cash. If you're going to carry a purse or a shoulder bag, keep it close to your body. If it has long straps, shorten the straps up so that you can keep it kind of under your arm.
Yeah.
And even better than that is to just not use a purse at all. Take your either downsize to a smaller wallet that you can fit into your pocket, or just bring along the credit or debit card that you intend on using with your driver's license, something, and just slide it into your front pocket. You know, that's just one less thing that folks have an opportunity to go after. And when you're walking to and from, whether it's your car or to your house, don't fumble around with your keys. Think about that ahead of time before you leave the mall or before you leave the downtown shop. Have the keys in your hand with the car key ready to go into your car and unlock and get into your car. When you get into your car, lock the doors. If you're able to, try to park in well-lit areas if it's at nighttime. Thieves are scared to death of light, okay? Keep your full attention, again, on your surroundings. If you're in a parking lot or on the street and someone approaches you and taps on your window, I would be leery of unlocking your door or rolling down your window for that person unless you know who they are or unless you know what they intend to do. Because if it's questionable to you, trust your instincts and keep the doors locked, keep the window up, and move on about your business.
If I'm walking into the parking lot too, especially at night, there may not even be any cars even parked near me and there's someone out there, it might be better just to wait until there's someone out there, not just go charging out there and figure you'll be okay. I mean, you hate to live in fear, but you need to look at your surroundings and see situations and sometimes you have to think the worst.
Yes, sir. We all have a personal responsibility to keep ourselves safe, and a lot of folks go out shopping with their families. You got to keep your family safe. So being aware of your surroundings and trusting those sixth sense that you have, trusting that. And a lot of folks get themselves into trouble because they had the thought, oh, you know what, I shouldn't have done that, but they didn't trust that instinct.
And in some cases, if there does seem to be someone lingering in the parking lot, go in and ask somebody in the business if they can at least watch you or walk out there with you.
Yeah, most stores, especially the large ones, they have plenty of employees, and they're more than willing to assist you also. If you need an escort, if you feel more comfortable having an escort to your vehicle, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Again, it's all just planning ahead and not putting yourself in. And we always talk about this, that, this is all so common sense. But we get out there and we forget some of this stuff sometimes.
Yeah, and even some of the simple things, like when you're if you've been out shopping and you have a bunch of gifts in your car, if you have a trunk, store them in the trunk where nobody can see into the vehicle and see those the things that you've just purchased, the gifts for your family and friends. If they can see it, it's a potential that it can be stolen. And I think most communities suffer from crimes of opportunity, whereas they forget to lock their car doors or they're leaving gifts out in plain sight. And it's so easy for the would-be thief to walk by, check your doors. If it's unlocked, that's an easy, really easy target for them. And unfortunately, we do see that in the city of Fredericksburg also. I think every community suffers from that just because it's easy for the thief.
Well, and another crime of opportunity that we see a lot is when women leave their purses in shopping carts. You know, so if you put it in the area for children to sit, you know, it's so easy to take two or three steps away to look at, you know, fresh produce, or to go into the freezer aisle to pull something out. And again, we think that it's safe, but it only takes a matter of seconds for someone to snatch your purse or to snatch something out of your purse. So you may not even realize it until several hours later. So we just, you know, those crimes of opportunity are really what get people. And again, if you're going to have your purse, you know, it's really important to keep it physically on you, because you never know who's around you.
And Sarah, I see that all the time when you're shopping, and it'll be just a couple of us on a row, and they go down to the far end of the row, and there's the cart and there's the purse, and you just think, you just sometimes want to say something to somebody, but don't do that. But again, you're right. It's just that is so easy. I see in your police reports that you put out every day, of just some of the robberies of things that are, you know, things like iPads and cell phones and computers that are left in unlocked cars. And how easy is that?
Definitely. And there have been times before where I've read reports where suspects have said, oh, well, you know, I went and just, you know, I checked 20 or 30 vehicles to see which ones were unlocked. I mean, they are relentless, and they're going to see what they can find. And unfortunately, people do leave things that are that have significant value in their vehicle. So always take it with you. If you have to have it in your vehicle, just like Captain Layton said, put it in your trunk where it's not visible, to just keep everything safe.
And sometimes it just takes a second, because the other day I left my iPad in my car was locked, but it was in the back seat, and I looked at it and I thought, the car's locked, it's okay. And afterwards I came back and I thought, well, that was really dumb, because it just takes a second for someone to just, even if there's nobody around, just to smash the window, grab it, and it's gone. And all you have to do is just, you know, stick it under the seat, something like that, where it's not visible. But sometimes it's just if I don't have the time.
Right.
The smash and grabs are a little more rare, but they definitely occur. And now, not only are you without your property, but now you have a window that you have to go and replace. And what a pain is that, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, and I see, and just in the city itself, just you run into that. It seems like on certain streets sometimes, and I guess that there's no one around, and they figure they can do it quick enough. So
yes, sir, it happens. Unfortunately, I'll tell you, Ted. Another thing is online shopping is popular, right? Probably more popular than it's ever been.
Yeah.
I just had a friend that lives in Spotsylvania County. He had some items dropped off by, I forget where he purchased them, but online, and they got stolen from his front porch. So he went out and bought a security camera.
Yeah.
Got the Ring and put it out there. It was within a couple of days. It happened again, and they were able to identify the thieves via their surveillance camera that was out front of their home. So. There's some great technology out there. So if you have the means and you're able to put some type of surveillance in the front of your home or anywhere your packages are going to be dropped, I would encourage putting it all the way around your home. But if you have the means, it's a great tool, not only to stop would-be thieves, but when it does occur, if it does occur, it's great evidence for us to be able to find the thieves and then prosecute them.
And I've heard even people that have those that they've been able to help their neighbors the cameras have caught people going by.
And that's how these thieves got caught in Spotsylvania. Is the victim took that information, put it onto the app, and shared it with the neighbors around, and they were able to say, I know exactly who that is, and they reported it.
Well, and downtown businesses are telling me all the time of how, because of their security cameras, that you all have been able to solve things that in the past took a long time or were really hard to do.
I think it's one of the very best things you can do to protect your home, protect your business, protect your property, is to have that surveillance. If you have the means, and there's so many reasonably priced systems out there, you know, that are web-based, and it's just a great system, and it's a wonderful tool for us to be able to solve crime.
And they've gotten so, some of them, just the pictures are so clear.
Yeah, that's huge.
That used to not be the case.
Oh, no, when they were, you know, 400 or 700. Now everything is high def and digital, and we're really able to solve a lot of crime with these new cameras.
So consider that. Boy, and I first saw it, and we talked just about the small crimes, But businesses, I remember when there was a murder in Charlottesville, and they were able to piece together on the downtown mall all the business owners that had cameras, and that they were able to get a good picture of a suspect. So there are a lot of good things to come from that.
Yeah, definitely. The cameras, I think, are the number one policing tool now. It's the number one thing we ask for when a crime has occurred, mm-hmm. is, do you have any surveillance? And if they don't, like if it's in the downtown environment, we go around and we ask their neighbor businesses there also. And a lot of times, most of them have cameras that are readily available.
Speaking also of houses, we always talk about this time of year that when this year, when you get that 56-inch TV for your den, don't leave the box out front. Don't advertise some of the things that are now in your house.
Yeah, that's a great message. If you put the box out there and it's empty, guess what the thieves now know, right?
They now know what's in your house.
They sure do. And there's some other tips with your house, too. Like now it was a frosty morning this morning, right? So we all go out, we start up our cars, we run back into the house where it's nice and warm, and we let the cars run for 10 minutes to get the frost off of them. Be really careful with that. We do see some car thefts for that very reason, whether they start their cars in the mornings or they pull up to the local convenience store and they jump out to get a cup of coffee and they left their car unlocked and running. Be really careful with that. That's another crime of opportunity.
Yeah.
We don't want folks falling victim to that. So if you have to run out and start it because of the frost, lock the doors and have your spare in your pocket so that you can get back into your car. Most of those car thefts are crimes of opportunity. They're not smashing the windows and jumping in
there.
They're pulling the door, all right, and it's opening up.
You've left it open.
Another great tip for your house is to leave the lights turned on inside and outside the residence when it's at nighttime. You know, thieves are allergic to light, so keep your outside lights on. If you're away from the house in the evening, make sure some inside lights are on. Make it look like folks are there, right?
Whether
it's a car parked in the driveway, or just make it look like people are there, and that will thwart most burglaries.
And have people get your mail and paper, because another advertisement is that you've got four or five papers all scattered around the mailbox there that you're not home.
Exactly, and your boxes from online shopping, right? Make sure folks are picking those up and bringing them in the house for you.
And are you going to say something, Sarah?
Well, I was just going to say that the city offers a vacation watch program. So if you are going to be out of town for a week or two, you can actually notify the police department. And it takes maybe 5 minutes or so. You just have to answer a couple of questions if you have pets, if someone's going to be coming by to pick up the mail, provide the contact information. And officers, will drive by your residence just to see if anything looks suspicious. If you're away from your house for a week and nobody's, checking up on it and there's a shattered window, you're going to come home to that. However, if you do sign up for Vacation Watch, our officers are going to be driving by, and they're going to notice that and alert you. And that's just a really great program that we offer to city residents.
I didn't realize that. So just call city police it's called Vacation Watch.
Yeah, so you can log on to our website, which is police.fxbg.com, and it's probably the best kept secret that we really don't want to be a secret anymore.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard of it. I think what a great idea just to have someone just to be paying attention a little bit. I would feel much better knowing that was the case.
Yeah, definitely.
I was used to I had a neighbor especially during the winter when he'd be gone and there'd be snow or something, I'd park in his driveway, and then I just walked next door when I had to go. And that way there was a car in the driveway and it left tracks if there was snow on the ground. So many of us don't know our neighbors, but it is good to get to know your neighbors at least a little bit, so you can kind of watch out for them and exchange phone numbers, things like that.
Yeah, that's the beauty of National Night Out, right? We encourage folks to get out, come together, meet your neighbors. If you have a good relationship with your neighbors, they'll be looking out for you and your property, right? They'll be paying attention, and then they'll share that information with you if something does happen. So, yeah, make it look like you're there, even when you're not there.
Close your garage, too, because I see that coming in the mornings all the time, of houses that are dark and the garage is open, and you just think,
Yeah, I've done that before myself, and it's not a good feeling in the morning when you wake up and you say, oh, my gosh, my house was wide open to anybody that wanted to come in.
Yeah, there's that. I've gotten at least three different times over the years, have left my car unlocked, and I've come out, and all the change is gone.
Yeah.
So it only takes a second, and we can talk about it all the time, but it does take action of actually doing it.
Yes, sir. Taking ownership of your property and how you're taking care of it.
Well, and also establishing a routine. So if it's, you know, the 9 o'clock routine, just, you know,
yes,
making sure your garage door is, mm-hmm, is down and all of your doors are locked. If you have an alarm system, making sure that it's set. Just having that routine set in place will help keep everything safe.
Sir Kirkpatrick here, Captain Brian Layton here, both from City Police. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Sir Kirkpatrick and Captain Brian Layton with City Police here this morning. A lot of good stuff, a lot of just good common sense information. Before we get out of here again, Captain Layton, the 7th is the City Christmas Parade. Starts at 5:30. 2 o'clock is when you'll start. If you've got your car on the parade route, which would just roughly be what Caroline, little part of Amelia there in Princess Anne, you got to have there will be signs up. But get your car off the streets, or your car will be taken off the streets.
Yes, sir. We put the signs up early. We put them up about 3 days beforehand, and we want folks to know that don't park there. We will historically we'll have 5 to 7 cars that'll still be parked in the footprint after 2 p.m. But be warned, after 2, and we have to clear that. For obvious safety reasons, we can't have the parade going on in a car that's parked on the side street and somebody jumps in the car, God forbid, right?
Yeah.
That's why we have to tow those cars off the route. If you're parked in the middle on any of those side streets, but within that footprint of the parade route, you can park there. We're not going to tow you on those side streets, but you're stuck until about 9 o'clock. Everybody at the city is really excited about the Christmas parade. It's December 7th. The parade start is at 5:30. Street closures at 2 p.m., a lot of fun stuff downtown. Please come out and join us.
And again, just be patient, have a plan, and if you are parked on side streets, make sure that you stay away from fire hydrants, you don't block someone's driveway, just all of those kinds of things. There'll be a lot of people, like you said, 15 to 20,000 on a good night will be downtown on the 7th.
A lot of people, a lot of cars, a lot of fun. So, yes, be patient. Plan on walking a little distance to get there. A lot of folks, they'll bring their chairs and they'll set up a little early and get their blankets ready. Historically, it's cold on December 7th, so bring plenty of warm gear. Make sure the kids are bundled up and come out and have some fun with us.
Well, Captain Layton and Sarah, both thank you both for what you both do and what City Police do in the area. You keep us safe, and we don't say it enough, but thank you.
Thank you for showcasing that. Yes, thank you.
It is a lot of work, and your officers and everyone really does care. Sarah Kirkpatrick, Captain Brian Layton with Fredericksburg Police. Again, December 7th, the parade begins at 5:30 downtown, and be pedestrian safe this holidays. Thanks for both coming in. Thanks.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.